Okay, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the way that we have internet here. But before I do, can anyone remember the cute little animals we used to have on the Oxford Geek Night website? Should we get them back? That's not going to happen, is it? Right. So, please, sir, can I have some internets with my Geek Night? I'm not going to talk about anything as cool as this. I saw a talk about a week and a half ago about some guys who've got a federated wiki with ham radio and Wi-Fi and disaster stuff. Go and Google that stuff. That's really cool. I'm going to bring it down a little bit from that kind of thing. I'm not also going to talk about anything as cool as plugging a Raspberry Pi into your hi-fi and using Linux phones and stuff. We're just going to have a box of internet. If you look behind you and look up in the top where Finn's pointing, there is actually a box with the internet in it. Looks a bit like that. So what we've got is we've got a Raspberry Pi, a Fon, a Fontenna, and a 3G dongle. And it works surprisingly well, as those of you on Twitter using our free Wi-Fi have noticed. So Raspberry Pi, 3G, Fon, usually internet. There are a few things that can and will go wrong that you should think about if you're thinking, you know, Raspberry Pi, great way to share some internet to a gathering where there's not internet anyway. I would really suggest that you plan for some LEDs, because otherwise you look at it and go, well, the internet's not up. Anyone got any ideas? Where can we get a screen from? Where can we get a keyboard from? What's happened? Otherwise have access to a screen. Set it up with static IPs so that you can SSH in and ask it what's going on. Make a note of what those are to avoid the problem of earlier today. We were like, well, anyone remember? And make a record of the passwords as well. You want a USB keyboard. And if all else fails, take the SD card out, pop it in a laptop, hack around with the init scripts and pop it back in. It'll probably be fine. So, yeah, there is quite a lot in our box because we've got a phone, we've got a Raspberry Pi in a court case, and so on. So a little bit of very quick history. We started off with pub-provided Wi-Fi, which was great when no one was here, and then you all turned up, and then it broke. So then we had pub Wi-Fi and two laptops held at head height. Look at the photos. It's awesome. Then we switched to pub internet and a phone and a Fontenna. That worked pretty well, and then the pub turned off the Wi-Fi. Then we came in here with five different pay-as-you-go SIM cards and held them up and went, 3 out of 5? 4 out of 5? Yep, we'll go for this one. So we had a netbook and a 3G dongle and a Fon and a Fontenna, and we had a netbook in a box. And then the Pi came out and we could stop having a large box and go to a very small box. So that's good. But that's the history of why we've got all this stuff. But the good thing about having the Fontenna, which is the giant antenna gaffer taped to the window above Finn's head, is it works really well in a big room full of people because it's very high gain and it will spread all the way to the front. Whereas a little stick aerial at waist height with 150 people in the room, not going to happen. So, what problems will you face? Number one, 3G dongles draw variable amounts of power. So you plug it in and it works. Then 10 people come along and it goes, hey, there's loads of people using me. I'll go to a higher bandwidth. And then it draws too much power and the Raspberry Pi says, get lost, and turns it off. And you're like, why does my connection keep dropping when everyone uses it? So you probably want a powered hub. Connections are not that stable, especially when 100 people are using it. So plan to kind of have a watchdog that keeps an eye on it and goes, let's restart PPPD. 3G dongles have a tendency to pretend to be CD devices. That's really hard to debug. You may just have to unplug it and replug it a few times until it gets the hint and remembers it's a modem. As I said, people, excellent Wi-Fi blockers. And 3G networks have terrible DNS, so ask Google. They'll help. And mind you don't run out of DHCP leases. If you've got 150 people, all of them with three devices, that's more than one subnet. So an ideal setup is you'd have the Pi, the USB hub that will power the Pi and the dongle, and you have a Wi-Fi adapter. You want a USB Wi-Fi adapter that has an external antenna. You probably want to go for quite an old Wi-Fi dongle so that it's got nice open source drivers that work on the Pi, because it's ARM and a lot of the Intel binaries don't. You need a high gain antenna, and then you want a Linux distro with a load of magic glue scripts. You can have a look at this later. I'll post the slide. You don't need to worry about it now, but that's a kind of guide to the magic glue scripts you want. Or you could just download a distro that's got it all on. But it's a Raspberry Pi. You want to learn. You want to investigate. So it's a great way to kind of learn how all the network stack plays together. Another little thing. We don't have the Twitter wall, which is normally on there, running on the Pi. If you want to do that, you need to be aware you need an HTML5 Twitter wall, not a Flash Twitter wall. Otherwise, it doesn't work. You probably want a keyboard and a mouse when you're setting it up. Raspbian is good because it's got a web browser that you can launch from the command line and give it a Twitter URL and up it will come and it will work. And it generally works better on your own 3G internet rather than trying to use conference Wi-Fi, because conference Wi-Fi is crap, and trying to go through the conference Wi-Fi auth on an SSH on a Raspberry Pi on the other side of the room when it's broken. Yeah. So that's it. Thank you.